I keep hearing this over and over, and all the outrage monsters and whatever. So I'm just going to say it because I don't know. I don't really care about cancel culture. If anybody wants canceled, I mean, go for it. I don't really care. And I definitely would never be intimidated by someone else's opinion, like I'm some ideologue and what you say has to apply to me or whatever. I really don't care about all that. You can do whatever you want. I just see it as pathetic. Here's what I'm talking about. To me, the Dana White slapping his wife is between him and his wife. If you want to make it a criminal matter, which I don't think it is, because to my understanding, she doesn't want to, you know, press any assault charges or anything like that. So that takes it, as far as I'm concerned, out of my realm and out of everybody else's and the government's realm. So now it's between him and his wife. In my head, if you think that you have to freak out about this, then I feel like you're saying that his wife is dumb or misled or not capable of thinking on her own or any of that stuff. I presume that she's a normally functioning woman. I don't know any different. So my assumption is that it's up to her to figure out what she wants to do about it. She could treat him like crap for the rest of his life. She can leave him. She can sit down and talk and hopefully come to an understanding that they both feel comfortable with. Whatever her options are up to her, as far as I'm concerned, if she stays, if she leaves, if whatever. I don't understand the outrage monsters and the whiners and the, like in this, our lack of punishment for Dana. You think he's not getting punished by his wife? Are you nuts? Maybe not. Maybe she said, oh, it's fine. Hit me anytime you want. But I doubt it. I doubt it. Most people wouldn't just say, you know what? Hit me whenever you want. I wouldn't. Well, I've been hit by women quite a few times. I think we all agree that, in theory, an average man is stronger than an average woman. Has probably been in more fights. Could probably hurt a woman, could probably overpower a woman. That's reality. So there's a lot of responsibility on a man not to do that, because it's not fair. You don't go around beating up little kids because you can. So I think everybody agrees on that stuff, and I think everybody agrees that she's probably not dumb or incapable of making her own decisions. I've never heard that. So why do you feel the need to do all this? I don't get it. You're so self-important. It's ridiculous. It really is. I think she'll make the best decision for her. And I can tell you, if I was her, I'd be telling you all to shut up. Stay out of my business. I would say, I'm a grown woman and I'll make my own choices. I don't need you to tell me that he should be punished or this or that or the other thing, or he should lose his job. In my opinion, it's a bunch of people who hate Dana White. Fine. You want to hate Dana White? It's on you. It's up to you, dude. You do whatever you want. You're completely entitled to an opinion, especially if you're an American. You should be fighting for that instead of constantly trying to cancel people and all this nonsense. You know, I'm sure a bunch of people will be like, how dare you say that? Let me be clear. I don't care if you feel that way. You want to feel that way, that's fine with me. I'm not going to put you down about it. But if you think you can intimidate my opinion, you're out of your mind. It'll never happen. So keep it to yourself.